This is a follow-up visit. Name of the patient is Kimberly Crawford, KimberlyCrawford. Date of birth 7/22/1968. Date of accident 12/19/2021. Date of services 4/22/2022. The patient is here for evaluation. Initially, she was injured in a car accident where she was rear-ended on a passenger side and she was a restrained driver. That caused her initially moderate headaches associated with nausea and dizziness, which have almost now disappeared. In addition, patients started having pain in the neck and the right shoulder and lower back, right knee, with radiation to the right front of the thigh. The pain level was between 5 and 7 to begin with, and even her tailbone joints were involved. And the patient had an MRI that showed mild degenerative change left-sided at L5-S1 without any disc involvement. The patient has continued her physical therapy since the time of her accident, 3 times per week. She reports that now she is 100% improved. There is no pain anywhere, and she is able to now go to a gym for a water physical therapy, water therapy, and she is doing home physical therapy. And at this time, she does not want any physical therapy, and her pain level is below 2, and there is a 90% improvement reported, and her radials are not affected. System review is completely negative. Please use the template to put all the symptoms, none of them. In last 30 days, no changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, and there is a complete improvement is reported by the patient. Substance abuse, none. Current pain medication, Tylenol with codeine. Compliance program, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 135 over 93. Pulse is 94. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit. And it is all completely normal at this time. The only difference is the musculoskeletal examination, where the range of motion of the, there are no muscle spasms, no tenderness of the spine, and no scoliosis, kyphosis, humpback, and no spine tenderness. No paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed. The cervical range of motion for the spine is forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation 30. Hyperextension was not found painful. In cervical spine, all the signs are negative. Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, Slump test are negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is negative, Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Budzinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are non-tender, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test negative, Gunston test is negative. In the extremities, examination of the left, examination of the right shoulder reveals that patient is able to lift her arm in flexion up to 180 degrees, abduction up to 180 degrees, and there is no pain throughout. Good strength, normal 5x5, normal sensations, and no deficits are found. The rotator cuffs are not injured. Hawking Kennedy test is negative. Rest of the arm is completely normal, including wrist. The phalen sign and finger sign are negative, and the grip is pretty strong. Left arm is completely normal. Both the lower extremities are completely normal. The knee joint on the right is also normal. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to discharge the patient as her request. And she has been advised to visit us if there is any need for any therapy or any other issue. She has been advised that there is no disc involvement, no apparent involvement from the car accident in her lower back, and it was only related to osteoarthritis. At this time, patient doesn't require any neuropsych therapy, and she feels comfortable, independent, and satisfied. Thank you.